Everything is inspired by the teachings of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, the founder and Acharya of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Om Aganati Marandasya Ganagana Sadakya Chaksurun Miritam Yena Tajmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yanabhutale Sayam Rupakaramayam Dharati Swaparantikam. Our topic today is quit complaining. I found a funny story in this connection. Once upon a time, there was a woman married to an annoying man. He would complain about everything. And one day at the creek with his mule, he complained so much that the mule got annoyed and kicked him to death. At the funeral, when all the men walked by the wife, she nodded yes. And every time a woman walked by, she went no. The minister asked, "Why were you shaking your head yes for the men and no for the women?" She said, "The men were asking, was I all right? And the women were asking if the mule was for sale." Our topic is quit complaining. Benjamin Franklin said, "Any fool can criticize, complain, and condemn, and most fools do." Said, "The worst person to be around is someone who complains about everything and appreciates nothing." Would you agree that we live in a complaining, negative society? In fact, we live in such a negative culture that most people even have negative blood types. This is called the Kali Yuga winter season of the cosmos, age of quarrel and hypocrisy. Our message tonight is, in a world full of moaners, you be the one to stand out. You be the one to shine. You be the one at your company who does everything without complaining. You zip it up when you're stuck in traffic. When you know a juicy tidbit about someone who did you wrong, you don't pick up your cell phone and call all your friends. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Ask yourself, do you have a grateful attitude, a my cup runneth over attitude, or are you one of those people that nothing is ever good enough for you, and instead of your cup running over, your mouth is always running over? This job doesn't pay enough. My coworkers talk behind my back. My husband doesn't appreciate me. The boss is always in a bad mood. You can get up every day and say, "Good morning, Lord," or you can get up every day and say, "Good Lord, it's morning." You can rise and shine, or you can rise and whine. Life's not fair. Why did this happen to me? I get all the bad breaks. One lady asked another lady, "Do you sometimes wake up grouchy in the morning?" The other lady answered, "No, most mornings I just let him sleep." Paul Tournier, a Christian psychiatrist, he said, "True happiness is always linked with a deep inner harmony. It's not dependent on having youth or an active social life. Those retirees who complain most bitterly about retirement are always the same ones who used to complain about their work and longed to be set free from it." Some people are always feeling sorry for themselves, always having a pity party, feel everything is unfair, everyone is out to get them, they have a martyr complex. I heard about a hypochondriac who caused his tombstone to be inscribed thusly, "I told you I was sick." In an article in Back to Godhead magazine, we're advised not to be too sensitive to others. Don't take on a persecution or martyr complex. Be happy in Krishna God consciousness. Have faith in Krishna God's love for you. And be unmoved by the disregard of others. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Another kind of complainer is the cynic. Cynics go around saying, "Life is useless, nothing will ever change, what's the use?" Cynics have no faith in the future, a deep-rooted distrust of mankind, pessimistic, sarcastic, disillusioned, and totally bored. The complaint of a cynic, everything sucks and you cannot convince me otherwise. Stephen Colbert says, young people who pretend to be wise to the way of the world are mostly just cynics. Cynicism masquerades as wisdom, but it's the furthest thing from it. Because cynics don't learn anything. Cynicism is a self-imposed blindness, a rejection of the world because we're afraid that it will hurt or disappoint us. Cynics always say no. But saying yes begins things. Saying yes is how things grow. Saying yes leads to knowledge. For as long as you have strength, say yes. Another type of complainer is the perfectionist. Said perfectionism steals your passion and kills your joy. Perfectionists can neither celebrate others nor enjoy their own lives. They're always thinking that nobody is ever good enough. They're always asking others, is that the best you can do? Nothing destroys the warmth of a home, the harmony of a marriage, more than criticism. Perhaps you heard of the father who introduced his children. This is Pete. He's the clumsy one of the lot. This is Kathy coming in with mud on her shoes. She's the sloppy one. As always, Mike's last. He'll be late at his own funeral, I promise you. Now, would you agree with me that that dad did a thorough job of criticizing his children for their imperfections? People, even the ones who love us, do this to us all the time. They set an imaginary bar that we can never come up to. Some or other, it makes them feel superior to be always complaining about others' faults. Have you heard about the wife who said to her husband, we'd be a perfect couple if it wasn't for you? Another man had inscribed on his wife's tombstone, here lies my wife in earthy mold, who when she lived did not but scold. Good friends, go softly in your walking, lest she should wake and rise up talking. If you're familiar in the beginning of the Bhagavad Gita, the Song of God, Arjuna started out complaining. Well, how can I fight my relatives? These are my friends. These are my teachers. If I kill these warriors who oppose me, their wives will become widows. Their children will become orphans. It will usher in chaos in society. Krishna, I don't see how any good can come from killing my kinsmen. Krishna answered that as long as Arjuna was paralyzed by complaining, nothing good would ever be accomplished. Arjuna's complaining was the same thing as not trusting Lord Krishna and his plan. Krishna was saying, complaining is a complete waste of one's energy. Those who complain the most accomplish the least. Elsewhere in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, anyone who is steady in his determination for spiritual advancement must equally tolerate the onslaughts of happiness and distress. In a book called God's Plan for Our Good, Paul Smith writes, there is a problem with standing in judgment of God. We do not know good apart from God. His actions are the very definition of good. To complain that God has done something he ought not to have done is rather like complaining that the sun came up too late to start the day. The day is defined by the rising of the sun, even as good is defined by the actions of God. To presume that we could judge God is to place ourselves over God. That's a mistake you'll never make as long as you're regularly, consistently practicing the chanting of God's holy names. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra vanquishes all the effects of sinful activities. Now, there are several steps to stop complaining. One is to admit that it's a problem. Imagine if every word you spoke for a week were recorded. Not pretty. How much groaning, grousing, grumbling, griping, and murmuring would be on that recording. The thing is, complaining never makes anything better. It said, stay away from still people. Still broke, still complaining, still hating, and still going nowhere. Another step to quit complaining is to start accepting responsibility for your own life. You've heard of karma. As you sow, so you shall reap. What goes around comes around. What you give, you will get in return. This problem that's facing me today was created by a bad choice that I made in the past. The problem is of my own making, but when I complain, I want to shift the responsibility. I want to pass the buck, blame others, ultimately shift the blame to God. That's why it said blame is be lame. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, you have the story that the king Parikshit was touring the world and he came upon a man who had just cut the three legs of the bull named Dharma. He was bleeding all over his body. So Maharaj Parikshit wanted to punish the wrongdoer, but he hadn't personally been an eyewitness to the scene. So he said to the bull, just verify that this is the guy who cut your legs and I'll take care of him. The bull, Dharma, answered in a very, very interesting way. He said, I refuse to play the role of the victim. The idea of the victim is a myth. Nobody is a victim. Can I say that once more? Nobody is a victim unless it's a victim of your own bad choices in the past. We wrap ourselves as if in a cocoon based on our own good or bad decisions of the past. Do you know that that bull refused to identify Kali as his torturer and mutilator? He said, ultimately, we each and every one of us have to accept responsibility that what's happening to us in the present is an extension of our activities in the past. We're simply reaping now what we've sown in the past. This is very empowering. If we're reaping now what we've sown in the past, then what we reap in the future is what we sow now. If you're not happy with what you're getting back, then you could analyze what it is you're giving out. You could turn things around 180 degrees as you walk out here today. Not overnight, but if you start planting the right seeds, treating people and animals in the right way, then you'll start getting the right things coming back in your direction as well. Don't play the role of a victim. Nothing is ever accomplished by whining and complaining and moaning. Lots of things are accomplished by taking responsibility for your own actions and for your own choices. And tomorrow is the first day of the rest of your life. Thirdly, we can quit complaining by being grateful. Everyone, it is said here, should feel grateful to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, because he is maintaining all living entities and supplying their necessities. There is no way to express our gratitude but to pray with folded palms. As you breathe right now, somebody else is taking their last breath. Stop complaining. Appreciate what you have. Nick Vujicic, anybody heard of him? He's the number one motivational speaker in the world. Born without arms or legs. He said, I have the choice to be angry at God for what I don't have or be thankful for what I do have. We are not necessarily thankful for everything, but we need to be thankful in everything. That nothing happens to us, everything happens for us. God has a plan to bring good. He has a purpose which is bigger than our problems. I heard about a pastor's daughter of all people. A scan showed that her baby in the womb was being strangled by the umbilical cord. She was rushed to the hospital. A very painful, prolonged, and protracted cesarean was performed. The baby's life was saved, but he was very premature. She was extremely weakened. And she kept thinking, what did God have in mind with this? What purpose? And me, a pastor's daughter, why was I singled out? There was an occasion for her to get a MRI. The MRI revealed that she had an aneurysm in a major vein in her head. If she had delivered her baby the normal way, with the first onslaught of pushing, that vein would have burst and she would have died immediately. What's our moral? That God has a purpose for our problems. Another way to quit complaining is to look for Krishna, God's hand in everything. It is said that temporary troubles, if you stay in faith, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, will give you great glory. Just pass the test. Pay attention to what is unseen. Don't just focus on the seen. That which we see lasts a short time. That which is unseen lasts forever. For instance, this body, which we can see, lasts for 60 or 70 years. But the life force, the soul, the real you within this body, which we cannot see, lasts forever. I wrote a little song about it. Do you mind if I share it with you? When I look into your eyes, I see a shining soul. When I look into your eyes, I see a spirit soul. I see a soul that's never born, a spark that never dies, that yearns to fly back home, back to the spiritual skies. From dust you come, to dust you go, was not spoken of the soul. This body, like a set of clothes, wears out and gets disposed. A flame of light and love gives life to the machine. A candle never snuffs, subtle, sublime, unseen. For the soul, there's no beginning, ending, it has none, smaller than the atom, brighter than the sun. When I look into your eyes, I see a shining soul. When I look into your eyes, I see a spirit soul. See a soul that's never born, a spark that never dies, yearns to fly back home, back to the spiritual skies. In a quote in the Srimad Bhagavatam, 9th canto, 13th chapter, 11th verse, our spiritual master Prabhupada says, Krishna, God, is not manifest to everyone and anyone. To the common man, he's unseen. Krishna's name, fame, form, qualities, and paraphernalia cannot be materially understood. Unless one is engaged in loving devotional service to the Lord, he does not understandably reveal himself. Now, Arjuna's complaints in the beginning of the Bhagavad Gita revolve around three basic trust issues. Do we trust God's wisdom? Do we believe that he knows what he's doing? Do we trust God's care? Does he care for us? Do we trust God's goodness? Is his plan going to be good for me and my loved ones? Now, did you know that most often the thing that you complain about, that's going to be what you most need in your life? We're only concerned about our comfort. However, God, our loving Father, is more concerned about building our characters. It said if you're feeling comfortable, it means that you're probably coasting downhill. Never have we gone to the next level of character without opposition, without challenge. You don't just go to the gym, have your card swipe, sit in the sauna, and get muscles. Although I've seen plenty of people try that. It doesn't work. No. You go, and what builds muscles is what? It's called resistance. Without resistance, you don't grow. You don't build. Same thing in life. Without challenges, resistance, opposition, you're never going to become the person that God created you to be. Through resistance, God is making and molding us into candidates to go back to home, back to Godhead, to the unseen kingdom of God where life is eternal. It is said that we will be accountable for every word that escapes our lips. Therefore, we're advised, do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouth. Speak only what will help others according to their needs. Be positive in your speech. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Instead of seeing people as they are at the present, why not get into the habit of describing them as they could be, of seeing them as faithfully serving sons and daughters of the Almighty? Just like any habit, complaining is something that you can change with practice. Try going one day tomorrow, Monday, without complaining. If you're being recorded for one day, imagine on that recording only words that inspired, that encouraged, only words that uplift. Imagine that if all the complaints were replaced with compliments. Imagine that as complaints started to bubble up in your heart, you had the habit of extinguishing them with water rather than of fueling them with fire. In the Bhagavad Gita, 10th chapter, 11th verse, with the presence of Krishna, who is just like the sun, the darkness of ignorance is at once dissipated. Wouldn't it be great if none of us griped, none of us complained, none of us tore down anyone at home, at the office of the temple? Wouldn't it be great if we were all positive in a negative world? Wouldn't it be great if we stood out as examples of light and love? Wouldn't it be great if we shined with that happiness which comes from within and which will never be exhausted? That happiness which begins after we stop complaining? What would happen if no one complained, starting with you? What would it be like if we had no whiners, no cynics, no martyrs, no perfectionists, starting with you? Start from the inside out, one person at a time. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. It starts by admitting that complaining keeps me from Krishna, God's best. That complaining keeps me from accepting responsibility for my choices. Complaining keeps me from being grateful for my problems because they have a purpose. Complaining keeps me from trusting Krishna for his wisdom, for his care, and for his goodness. If you're willing to stop complaining and start praising, you'll shine, you'll stand out, you'll make a huge difference in this lifetime. And in the next lifetime, you'll go back to home, back to Godhead. Thanks very much for your kind attention. And if you receive this message, please repeat after me. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Krishna Krishna.
Krishna Krishna.
Hare Hare.
Hare Hare.
Hare Rama.
Hare Rama.
Hare Rama.
Hare Rama.
Rama Rama.
Rama Rama.
Hare Hare.
Hare.